Speaking to the elders of the church in Ephesus, the Apostle Paul declared that the Holy Spirit is the one who had made them overseers to care for the church of God, which he obtained with his own blood. Ultimately, it is the work of the Holy Spirit, then, to call and equip men for the office of elder. It's the responsibility of the church and its leaders to recognize the calling and leading of the Holy Spirit in appointing men to the office of elder. And in that spirit, the elders of Grace Community Church are presenting to you this morning a candidate to join the council of the elders. We've observed this man, and we've observed in this man a love for the Lord Jesus, a fidelity to his word, and a heart of ministry to the saints of this church. We've been in prayer about this for some time now, and we've also been in talks with him and have examined him carefully as to his conversion, his lifestyle, his gift for teaching and ministry, and his theology. We have found him well qualified to serve as elder. I told him this morning we found him barely qualified, but I was joking. We have found him well qualified to serve as elder. We've also verified that he possesses a desire to serve and minister in this way. Now, our church constitution stipulates that candidates for the office of elder be set forth in recommendation to the congregation so that the congregation has the opportunity to express to the elders any concerns or objections that they may have. So this morning we are formally setting forth to you Doug Farrell as a candidate for elder. You will have now 2 weeks in which to bring to the elders any reasons of which you are aware that he should not be entrusted with this important role in the church. You're certainly welcome to express your affirmations as well. And if you do not know Doug, this is a great time for you to reach out and get to know him, ask him some questions, take time to speak with him. If there's any concern you would like to bring to him, then please do so as well at this time. So I wanted the elders to come up and stand in testimony to the fact that we stand together in this recommendation, and thank you for doing so. You may be seated now. Because I'd like for Doug now, I've asked for Doug Farrell to come and for just a moment share a little bit of his testimony and his willingness to serve as elder. Oh, and we asked Doug to sing a solo before he gets started. No, I'm just joking. That's Pastor Grove's suggestion.
These guys deemed themselves as the firing squad as I was going through this, and I understand why. I just feel led to say something before I get into my comments, just because of Pastor Ross's message, and I know we've got a little church business, but I would be, I think, in error if I just didn't encourage you, if today's message, if you have come here today and you have been burdened and you are weighed down with sin and this message so impacted you, I just implore you, don't leave here until you deal with that today. Don't leave this. Don't get caught up in the business that's going on now. Please be sure to talk to one of the pastors, the elders. Go talk to somebody, but don't lose how God was dealing with your soul and leave here today without that. So I just wanted to say that. First off, I just wanted to express my gratitude and my appreciation to Pastor Ted and Pastor Ross and to the entire elder board for their consideration of me for this office and the opportunity to serve Grace Community Church in this capacity. Going through this interviewing process has only deepened my love and respect for these men as they have expressed such patience, kindness, grace, and humility towards me as we met and prayed and discussed my potential nomination. Their love of God, the word, truth, and the protection of this body is of utmost importance to these men, and I would be honored for the opportunity to come alongside and participate with them in this labor of love and to support the unified priorities and directions of Grace Community Church. 19 years ago, God began a work in me. Through repentance and faith, the gospel of Jesus Christ took ownership of my soul, and I became a blood-bought son of the King of Kings. He took this spiritually dead man, took his heart of stone, his love of self, his disregard for others, a heart that despised authority, a heart that was in rebellion and waging war against God. And he replaced it with a new heart, a heart of flesh, a heart that can now love God, love the correction and the discipline of his word, love his authority and control over my life, a heart that slowly but surely began to grow and mature and still continues to grow and mature towards the things that God loves and that God desires, maturing me in my faith, my beliefs, my convictions, and my confidence and comfort in his grace and sovereignty over my life and all of its affairs. And it was during those maturing years that I was blessed to have met some encouraging men of God that began to identify and affirm certain qualities that they had recognized in me and in my character, and qualities unknown to me that one day would be used by God to shepherd his people. 1 Timothy 3 reminds us that this saying is a trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. As some of you know, I pastored a church for 9 years prior to coming to Grace. So I come into this candidacy for elder with full understanding and appreciation of the office, its difficulties, the restless nights, the heartache of a loss of a member, the willing participation in the sufferings of the saints. I understand that that is part of the deal, that this is part of the package. It's part of coming alongside the other elders in the shepherding of the flock. But I also know and understand and appreciate the joy and the honor and the privilege of discipling and praying and encouraging and teaching and loving God's people. When Marcy and I started attending Grace, I did not come here with any plans or ambitions to be an elder. Honestly, there was a season where I really enjoyed the comfort of my pew chair. But in due time, falling in love with this body, my genuine care and concern for the people of God, it became clear to me that once again, God would have me take part in the leading and shepherding of his people. I tell you this so that you may have confidence that I am not naive or unaware of what is involved in this role. I would also like to affirm to you that I do not seek approval as elder for any illicit gain or position or title or status. I simply desire to come to this role to serve you, to encourage, to teach and guide, to point those who would listen to the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. One thing you might already know about me, or you will certainly get to know about me, is that I am not stoic, and I'm usually up for a good laugh, even at times at my own expense. I'm pretty comfortable in my skin and have a pretty good handle on who I am and who I am not, my strengths, my weaknesses. I love to have fun just as much as the next person, and I think in some way this is an outpouring of the joy that Christ has carved into my new life in him. But there is another side, the side of me that takes very serious things like the sufficiency of Scripture and the passionate preaching of God's Word like we heard today. And that is one of the primary reasons that Marcy and I came to Grace. I am passionate that our local church be full of strong and faithful followers of Christ, exercising their gifts and talents for the furtherment of the kingdom. I am passionate about strong families and marriages. I am passionate about the shepherding and protection and the well-being of God's people. And these, my brothers and sisters, these I will defend with all seriousness and vigor. And so to close, I'd simply add this. My purpose in seeking this office is straightforward. To help shepherd this church and its members like Jesus would shepherd his disciples. To make Jesus and his gospel the primary content of any teaching and counseling provided. In every decision, to lead you toward knowing and trusting Jesus more and more. To see the character of Jesus exemplified in my own life. And lastly, just as Jesus often turned aside to pray, I will joyfully join him in interceding for you, his people. And so with that, I thank you, my church family, And I'd especially like to thank my bride for her support and kindness during these last several months as well. So thank you.